Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host, your brother, David. How are you guys? Hope you guys are doing well on today. What's today's date? Today's Friday, September 12th. Whew, it's been an eventful week. But yes, we are here, and I hope that you guys are doing well. Give me just a moment, guys. I'm getting things set up here. Oops. It's all right. We're having a little difficulties right now, but no worries. We will be back and ready. Okay, let me get the music right. We're usually professional over here. Hallelujah. But yeah, so yesterday we were speaking about the times. We were speaking about the times. And the times we're in. If you haven't checked out that podcast yesterday, go and check it out. And today is like part two to that, I would say. This is like part two. if that makes sense. But today I want to speak about the times we're living in, part two, but the lack of compassion, empathy, and love in our society. Because so much has happened, man. I was speaking about the late Charlie Kirk, and then just another incident as well that happened, and just people's lack of compassion. It's wild, you know. I just saw something this morning where a sports team, I want to say it was the Falcons, they had the Falcons logo there, and that's my team. You guys should know, if you didn't know already, I am from Atlanta, Georgia, so, which is, anyways, I won't get into that. someone that was on the staff basically made a post that lacked empathy and compassion for the late Charlie Kirk, which is just sad. And I think the person was fired and let go. But today we're gonna really dive into just how the lack of compassion, empathy, and love has led to this demonic state that desperately needs Jesus. And I want to talk about how social media plays a significant role in fueling this problem. So we have a lot to unpack today. And let's be ready. Let's be ready for it. I saw that this morning where someone that was on the Falcons staff, I want to say the Falcons because they had the logo of the Falcons on the post that shared this. So I'm assuming that it was a Falcons player, but they basically made a post about Kirk. And listen, guys, you don't have to agree. And that's another issue. You don't have to agree with someone's politics, even what they believe. That's fine. But when a man loses his life, when a man is shot and killed in cold blood, in doing his work, whatever it may be, whatever his work is, he was there to do his job. He did not deserve for his life to be taken, first off. Now, secondly, you do have the freedom of speech to speak on whatever you want, right? We get that. But where's the lack? Where's the compassion? Excuse me. Where's the compassion? But anyways, I don't want to allow myself to be riled up by that and get emotionally out of alignment, right? Hallelujah. So let's look around, right? Division and anger seems to reign supreme. Paul's words in 2 Timothy 3:1-5 couldn't be more relevant for today. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. These are the words in 2 Timothy 3:1-5 from the great apostle Paul. Now, doesn't that sound like what we're in or what's around us right now? See, when we think of Jesus, we see his heart for the lost, his healing of the sick, his compassion for the weary. Now, in this social media culture, which I'll get into a bit later, it's easy to post something. It's easy to type and say harsh words from the comfort, from the perceived safety of your phone. We get very courageous, and there's no accountability in our words and actions that we do from our tablets. Let's go to Matthew 9:36. It says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. What is more helpless . You know, because I don't want to just focus on, but this was, you got to understand, this was a man who went to a university. And he does this all around the country. This is what he does. This is his job. And yes, he speaks about political views, his own stance and opinions. He's professed and confessed Jesus as Lord. He's a Christian. He's made that very clear. And he speaks a lot of his foundational values are rooted in Christ. And don't get me wrong, if this was someone, any other person who was doing their work in the public in that way, and if they didn't know Jesus and they were shot and killed, it would be the same thing, right? I don't want to make this about, yes, there are some things that we can look into about that actual what happened, right? But I want to focus on the lack of compassion that we've had. Because even if you didn't like someone, even if so see, Jesus responded with love, but today compassion is often replaced with judgment. Come on now. See, scroll through social media. Does it make you feel more loved or more burdened? See, social media is a double-edged sword. It connects us, yet isolates us. Instead of building bridges, it often fuels hatred, misunderstandings, and conflict. But scripture gives us another way. James 1:19-20 reminds us, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Yet online, we see the opposite. Quick to speak, quick to anger, slow to listen. This is exactly what the enemy wants. Division, chaos, hatred. But Jesus gave us a radical command in John 13:34-35. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. If love is the evidence of discipleship, then where is the love in our online interactions? And I get it. Some of you will say, well, everybody isn't Christian. Everybody isn't. So what I'm going to take a second to. I'm going to take a second to kind of answer that. Being a Christian doesn't. Not being a Christian, I'm sorry, doesn't mean you are not human. And that's all I'm going to say in regards to that. Let's keep moving. Because I don't want to, you know, have or give that too much of my time. People making about being a Christian and being, or just being a decent, natural human being who. Let's keep it moving. common sense. I'm going to keep it moving there. But the Bible calls us to engage differently, to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Imagine how different our digital spaces would be if we truly live this out. And that was Romans 12:15. Imagine. We must also see the spiritual warfare behind it all. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. See, the enemy thrives on division. Thrives. That is fuel for his agenda. And that's why we've had so many of these other situations. Like I spoke about the sister on the bus who lost her life. White female was brutally assaulted and killed by a black male. See that? See those words? That division is already crept in. White, black. But what it really was was an evil person committing an evil act against another person. That's what that was. That's what that was. But of course, the media is going to paint it about race. Why? To divide. Why? And this has been going on. Everyone, we know this by now. We know this. We know this. And that's why the times, we must be discerning of the times. We must use discernment so that we could see when the media is feeding deception, fear, whatever they're feeding, whatever their agenda is, we should be able to discern what it is so we know how to then war against it. So we know how then to move against it by getting in his word. Our steps are ordered. So how do we reclaim this space? And I'm open for more instruction, but or input on this specifically. But I'll give you what I have and what I believe. First, start with gratitude. As Philippians 4:8 says, focus on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Be intentional with your post. Share scripture, celebrate others, offer encouragement. Now, I know that sounds like, oh, that's not the algorithm, or oh, that won't make me popular or noticed. So, see, this is the thing. First of all, social media is a tool. Secondly, so, and I'm not trying to change social media. No. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying to you, the person listening to this, I'm saying social media doesn't need to change. You do. I do. Right? Because we give it. We give it. And maybe this is a lot for some of you. Hallelujah. Maybe. But those of you, followers of Christ, who know his teachings, who know the word of God is truth, this is only a part of what we must do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's keep moving. Practice active listening, right? Seek to understand before responding. Let your feed become a beacon of light, okay? So, I truly, truly, my heart goes out to not just the Kirk family, but the sister who recently was on the bus. My condolences to the families, and to you guys. It's important that we spread the gospel and bring and populate heaven. That's the number one goal. But we must allow and be the beacon of light in these dark places. We must. There's so much going on, and it's not about your I'm not going to even get into that right now, but it's not about your conference, your church, your gifts. We all of us whether you're in the fivefold or not, we all have a responsibility. We are the church. We are the bride. Friends, the world needs Jesus, and it starts with us reflecting his compassion, his empathy, and his love. Now, what's happening, or what has happened, and guys, this is the times we're in. Perilous times, dangerous times. This is when we're called higher. We must cut out distractions and truly, truly lock in. We must lock in. For your own sake. Because we're going to pray against this civil war that they're wanting to break out in America. It won't happen. Not on my watch. Not on our watch. So we must pray. We must pray. We must fast. See, in this state that America is in, oh, best believe, we must be on the altar. The warriors, the prayer warriors, those boots on the ground, those who are really about our Father's business. We got to put in some overtime. Hallelujah. And some of us already have, but it's really, truly, that time. And some of us are being prepared, and some of us are stepping out of preparation. Hallelujah. So I'm gonna let you guys go. I know, I can tell Nathan's about to get up. Got to get him off and ready. We got work to do. So, let's pray. Father, in a world torn by anger and division, we ask you to fill our hearts with the compassion of Jesus. Let your spirit guide our words online and offline. Help us to be slow to anger, quick to listen, and eager to love. May we shine your light in every conversation, every post, and every interaction. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in today to this heartfelt discussion, but also to this call of action. You guys already know what to do. If this episode bless you, subscribe, share, and spread this word. Until next time, may grace, compassion, and the love of Christ guide you. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your brother, David. I will see you guys or speak with you guys in the next episode. Have a blessed day. Have a great weekend. Shalom.